Twilio cracks down on SMS traffic pumping, Tor gets anti-DOS protection, Martinique gets ransomed, and even more dodgy Chrome extensions on the web store. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 5th of June, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Stairwell. Stairwell helps you monitor and analyze every executable file in your organization, and you can find them at stairwell.com. In today's top story, future versions of Windows 11 will require that all SMB requests be signed for all types of connections. SMB signing is a security mechanism in the SMB protocol where every SMB message contains a signature generated using the session key. The feature is typically used to block NTLM relay attacks. It's been supported since Windows 98, but has never been enabled by default because it comes with a data transfer performance impact. Microsoft says this change is part of its plan to improve the security of Windows and Windows Server. In other news, Twilio will automatically reconfigure customer accounts on the 21st of June in a crackdown against SMS traffic pumping schemes. The company will block customers from sending SMS messages to countries they have no previous message history with, if that country is also known to be a source of SMS traffic pumping schemes. Twilio's move comes after Elon Musk claimed Twitter was losing roughly $60 million a year in SMS traffic pumping schemes executed against its SMS-based two-factor authentication feature. The Tor network is adding a proof-of-work feature to its software to crack down on DDoS attacks against Tor Onion services and the network itself. Connecting clients will need to prove they've performed some computationally intensive operations before they'll be able to get on the network. The new protection will kick in when the server is overloaded with requests and disable itself when activity is low. The idea is to allow authentic users to connect to a Tor service while blocking automated attacks. The new feature is currently being tested in the Tor Alpha software and is expected to roll out to most Tor nodes later this year. Work on the feature started last year after Tor node operators reported DDoS attacks against their infrastructure. The Gabonese government has terminated its contract with Dutch domain registrar Freenom and has taken back the management of the .ga top-level domain. Officials cited Freenom's failure to properly manage the country's TLD, which has seen widespread abuse by threat actors. More than 7 million .ga domain registrations were transferred to Gabon's Digital Infrastructure Agency over the weekend. Officials say they will delete domains that aren't correctly registered to real owners. A new ransomware gang named Rise Sida has taken credit for breaching the IT network of the government of the Caribbean island of Martinique. The attack took place on May the 16th, according to a statement the government posted on Facebook. The Rise Sida ransomware gang was first spotted last month, and the Martinique government is the fourth victim on the gang's dark web leak site. Russian hackers have leaked early dev builds of the upcoming Stalker 2 game from Ukrainian gaming studio GSC Game World. The hackers breached the company last year after the studio removed the Russian language pack from the game following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The hackers threatened to leak the game if the studio didn't add back support for the Russian language. GSC refused and told fans not to look at the leaks if they want to enjoy the upcoming game. The US Treasury Department has imposed sanctions on Iranian IT company Arvind Cloud for helping the Iranian government censor the internet in Iran. Officials say Arvind Cloud has helped the Tehran regime build Iran's national firewall system. The company's servers are used to intercept internet traffic, sniff its content, and then censor incoming and outgoing communications. Treasury officials say Arvind Cloud has a close relationship with Iran's intelligence services, and managers of Arvind Cloud are either current or former Iranian Ministry of Intelligence affiliates. Three Republican senators have introduced a bill that would require large online app stores to display the country of origin for every app in the store. The Know Your App Act comes as US officials have repeatedly warned that China may use its national security laws to compel app developers to share user data with its intelligence services. The bill would also require app stores to provide users with the ability to filter applications by country and warn users when they're installing an app from an adversarial country. The Russian Duma is working on a law that would require Russian citizens to obtain a unique code before accessing the internet. The new code is being touted in government circles as an internet passport that would make it easier to track its citizens' online activities. Cybersecurity company Avast has discovered a cluster of 82 Chrome extensions that display ads and hijack search results. Avast says the extensions were available via the official Chrome web store and have been downloaded more than 75 million times. The company says it discovered the extensions by pivoting from research published last week by security researcher Vladimir Palant. At the time, Palant discovered 18 Chrome extensions on the Play Store with similar behaviour, and since then, Palant discovered another set of 16 extensions with the same behaviour, 8 of which are still available for download. And finally, US and South Korean authorities have issued their first joint cybersecurity advisory, warning that the Kim Suki North Korean cyber espionage group is conducting large-scale social engineering campaigns. Officials say the group poses as journalists and academics and reaches out to its targets, establishes a rapport, and then sends them malware or directs them to phishing sites. Typical Kim Suki targets include think tanks, academic institutions, and news outlets. Officials say the purpose of the attacks appears to be intelligence gathering. South Korean officials have also sanctioned the group, but the move was not echoed by their US counterparts. And that is all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Stairwell. Find them at stairwell.com. Thanks for your company.